Of all things, who am I? Book of Mormon Hero. Read about my life to figure out who I am. Discover more about me from the scripture references at the end. My grandfather and father were prophets. The Book of Mormon mentions my two younger brothers. When he was young, my father was a very wicked and idolatrous man. Later, my father had a remarkable spiritual experience that turned his life around. He liked to tell my brothers and me of his wonderful experience. Late in his life, my father took my brothers on a mission to the Zoramites. After returning from his mission to the Zoramites, my father challenged me to trust in God and prepare myself to take responsibility for the sacred records by telling me that by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. I became a leader in the church. During my life, a wicked man named Amalickiah wanted to become king of the Nephites. I was a friend and colleague of Moroni, leader of our armed forces. I helped persuade the people of Ammon not to go to war against the Lamanites. I agreed to lead their sons in battle. I fought many battles with my sons, and we helped drive the Lamanites out of our land. Before I died, I returned to preaching the gospel to my people, and my younger brother took care of the sacred records. For the answer, see Mosiah chapter 18, chapter 27, chapter 29, verse 42, Alma chapter 31, verse 7, chapter 36 and 37, chapter 38, verses 6 through 9, chapter 45, verses 20 through 22, chapter 46, verses 1 through 4, and verse 38, chapter 48, verse 19, chapter 49, verse 30, chapter 53, verses 10 through 22, chapter 58, verse 41, chapter 62, verse 38, and verse 45, and chapter 63, verse 1. Lead Kindly Light. John Henry Newman wrote his hymn while he was stranded on his way back to his English homeland. The night was dark, and he was far from home. The boat he was on was surrounded by fog. The captain had lost his bearings, and his boat wasn't going anywhere. It was no wonder he needed a kindly light amid the encircling gloom to lead him home. You too can find the light to lead you through dark times as you trust in Heavenly Father. See Hymns number 97. It happened in August. August 25, 1878. The first primary meeting was held in Farmington, Utah. August 9, 1903. Russia was first dedicated for the preaching of the gospel. August 21, 1927. President Thomas S. Monson's birthday. He, as a young boy, was born in Salt Lake City. August 14, 1935. The Argentine mission was organized. There are now 10 missions in Argentina. President Gordon B. Hinckley has told us we should lead out in honorable causes, become a leader in speaking up in behalf of those causes which make our civilization shine, and which give comfort and peace to our lives. Do not let fear overcome your efforts. The adversary of all truth would put into your heart a reluctance to make an effort. Cast that fear aside and be valiant in the cause of truth and righteousness and faith. If you now decide that this will become the pattern of your life, you will not have to make that decision again. Excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, January 1998, page 72. The new era wants to hear about your great experiences with church history and what you've learned about the restoration of the gospel. Send your true stories about how you felt when you learned about an event in church history or visited a church history site to New Era, Church History, 50 East, North Temple, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email cur-at editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. End of the section of All Things.